Dez is here now with sport.
Yeah, good morning to you, Fran. St. Patrick's Athletic had a bit of a nightmare night last night. They crashed out of Europe, losing 5-0 in Tala against the Polish champions Legia Warsaw in the Champions League. The Pats manager, Liam Buckley, said they simply forgot to play in the second half and lost their shape. Now, they weren't helped by Ken O'Mahon getting injured in the warm-up, but 1-0 down at half-time, the visitors went on to score four more and comfortably progress to a tie with Celtic next week. The manager of the Polish side is the former Blackburn and Manchester United defender Henning Berg. Tony O'Donoghue asked him if he felt 6-1 on aggregate was a fair reflection on the tie.
I think we were a better team in both games. I think maybe the 1-1 result at our home did not reflect the game the way it should have been in result. And maybe this result did not properly reflect the way this game was. But I think overall we were the better team and we should have won at home but didn't. And today we scored maybe on our first chance, which was important. And when you are 2-0 up and they have to go for it, then of course it all opens up, and that is football. So we knew that this second leg, you know, with the way the goal's going to go, will make a big difference in how the result's going to end.
That result will serve as a warning to Sligo Rovers. They host Rosenborg of Norway tonight. Now, like St. Pat's, Sligo achieved an excellent result in the away leg. They won 2-1, so there'll be a huge crowd at the showgrounds for the game, which kicks off at 7. Now, Rosenborg sacked their manager after losing to Sligo last week, and the Sligo captain, Alan Keane, told Adrian Eames that there could be a kickback.
Yeah, there can always be, because the players can feel take the blame probably for getting the manager sacked. It's never nice for the players to get a manager sacked, but they'll be looking to impress whoever's looking on to for the new manager's role. As I said, we've just got to apply ourselves, and I'm sure they won't fancy coming here, tight pitch and stuff like that, and with the 3,900 fans here. So as I said, we just got to concentrate in our own game and take it from there.
Dundalk and Derry City are also in action, but they face very difficult tasks away from home. Derry are 1-0 down going to Shakhtar Soligorsk, and Dundalk 2-0 behind travelling to Hajduk Split. The Irish women's under-19 team are in semi-final action in the European Championships. Dave Connell's side take on the Netherlands in Oslo at 6 o'clock, and the Irish coach is optimistic.
Absolutely. Probably, like most of the games, we'll have a few nerves before the game, because it's the longest part for myself and the players just waiting around, waiting for the kick-off. But really looking forward to it, and I really feel that we can get to a final.
And good luck to them. In overnight friendly games, Manchester United were 7-0 winners over Robbie Keane's LA Galaxy. New signing Ander Herrera was the star. There were two goals each for Wayne Rooney, Ashley Young and Reece Jones. Liverpool lost 1-0 to Roma. Tottenham were 3-2 winners over Toronto. In cycling, it was the toughest day of this year's Tour de France. In Ireland, Stephen Roach made a gallant effort to win Stage 17. But in the end, victory went to his teammate, the 21-year-old Pole Rafael Majka, who takes the King of the Mountains jersey. Overall, Vincenzo Nibali still leads by 5.5 minutes. The good times continued for Wexford Hurling last night. They won the Leinster Intermediate Championship, beating Kilkenny at Nolan Park by 2-11 to 14 points. Antrim were easy winners over Down in the Ulster Under-21 Hurling Final, and Kildare beat Wicklow by a point in the Leinster Under-21A Hurling Final. Today's golfing action is split between the Russian Open and the Senior British Open Championship in Wales. In the early stages of the Russian Open, Damien McGrain is one shot off the lead. He's one under par after four holes. Kevin Phelan, Simon Thornton are level early in their rounds. And finally, in racing, two meetings this evening, Limerick at 5:35 and Leopardstown Summer Thursday meeting begins at 5:25.
Des, thanks very much.